The small boat harbor expansion has become a divisive topic in the community. What could be done to ease the conflict over the project, if anything? And we'll start with Diana.
I think Brad Ryan is attempting to come to a meeting with the public in the way that his town hall formats are being run now that we're discussing phase two on the harbor, and we would like public input. Phase one was probably done with all of the right intentions, but done wrong. Our code was very vague. We just had it was a number of problems all dovetailing together. Well, phase one is the bid is out, and they have postponed opening the bids till October 19th, I guess for the new assembly to agree or disagree to that. But I think by having all the public weigh in on phase two, which is the uplands, which is the aesthetics, and there'll be another meeting about that addressing those issues on the 29th of September with the existing committees that are involved with it. But yeah, we're only as successful as the people driving the assembly. We're only as successful as you are giving us input. I've heard a lot of comments saying, well, I've elected you, you represent me. I agree. I'm very honored that you have, but I don't know everything. I need guidance. I need steering. I have common sense. And there are much, much more details to every one of our hot-button topics in the borough than what people are just saying here tonight. It's easy to make broad statements, but until you know both sides of the story in detail, then things start making sense of why the assembly did what they did or they didn't do what you thought they should have. The harbor in phase two needs your input, all of your input. And I really think we're going to have a beautiful harbor front. It's a little scary, and people are scared of change, but I believe this will be the change for the good.
Ryan?
She said exactly what I was going to start off with. I think change is good, and it's inevitable. And the harbor project is one that is well needed. It's been talked about for 20 years or more. Since I was in high school, they've talked about the boat harbor. I think Brad Ryan's doing a great job with his town meetings that he's doing. I've been to a couple of them. And the second phase, if we're not going to get what we want all in the first phase, every project comes in phases. If there's not going to be any docks, I think it was Petersburg sat for 5 years or something without floats in it before they found the funding for the floats. But the uplands is where everybody wants to make it look good anyway. You don't want, a float's a float. You tie the boat up to it. Everybody's going to be driving around the parking lot, and you can put in your flowers and your trees and your walkways that you want. But I think it's going to be a great addition to Haines for everybody. The sportsmen, the tourists that use it, the Canadians. The place has been jammed packed this summer. There hasn't been any parking spots for trucks or trailers for half of the people that want to use the harbor. It's been a fight to use the ramp that's existing there. The state they're working with the state to get money to fund a double drive down ramp, and the state's gonna give them allow them to do that without having given a variance for the parking for a double drive down ramp, because you have to have so many parking spots for a single, so many parking spots for a double. They're going to give them a variance and still let them build a double and give them the money, because it's money that goes around the state to build these ramps. And we've been on the list. They just didn't want to put it back in the spot that it was. And this is a great thing. I think everybody in the community just needs to get together and look at the whole waterfront and see how much it actually is used. I've had people come up to me and say they love sitting in front of the boat harbor and watching how active it is. They like sitting there and seeing everybody work. It's a working harbor for everybody. Thanks.
All right, Tom?
Thank you. I don't have a boat in the harbor, and I don't hang out at Lookout Park. I never really felt I had a dog in this fight. But I did raise a point more than a year ago in the newspaper, and that is, why haven't the voters and the taxpayers of the Haynesborough been asked to weigh in on the $37 million project? All the votes on this from the assembly so far have been 4-2. That's a 4-2 vote. That, to me, represents a reasonable amount of doubt that we could have resolved by taking, and we still can resolve, I believe, by taking directly to the voters. And this is how I propose we do it. As soon as possible, we have an advisory vote, and we put each of the five major elements of that project, yes or no, do you support the steel breakwater, do you support the drive down ramp, and put the prices on there. And at this point, I think we've had enough discussion. I think the opponents have a website, the proponents have most of the borough administration. So we can, I think, have an educated vote on this matter and allow that vote to inform the rest of our decisions on this project. So if something comes in at twice the estimate, we can say, well, the voters didn't really want that anyway. I don't think it's ever too late to ask the voters what they think. And I don't think any honest person is afraid of a vote. That's my feeling.
Leonard?
Yeah, I've a little background. I fished for 30 years. I've been in boat harbors lots. And there is need for more boat harbor here. And I haven't run into one person that hasn't agreed that there's a need. The scope of the project's a question. And anytime that you've got a project out there that they're still going to need another $17 million, I have to agree with Tom. That should be brought for a vote. And I think it should be brought for a vote in stages. So give people a chance to say, okay, what's the maximum amount we want to spend on this? How much do we want the borough citizens to incur in some kind of possible debt in the future above the $19.5 million?
All right, we'll go to Judy.
Yes, I think we can all agree that we need a better boat harbor for the fishing fleet, and I'm one of them. My concern is just the numbers. Again, they just don't pencil out. I share the concerns of Leonard that, you know, how are we going to find the extra 10 or 12 million, you know, especially when things are going south on the funding and things like that. The advisory boat is a good thing, too. When we did the school, I remember sitting in this room with, you know, 30, 40 people, and we hashed out everything, where it was going to be, which direction we were going to add on. I mean, it was an incredible process to go through from start to finish, and that was only $14 million. So that's all. $37 million is a lot of money, and I think the community does need to be more involved. And so if there's any way we can do that, And that's a good idea to do it in phases, I think. So I'm kind of on board with the rest.
Heather?
I agree with Tom and Judy and Leonard, and I especially that we should be voting on the project. I was on the school board when we built the new school, and we voted on that bond. I was on the library board when we built the new library, and we also had to vote on a bond for the library as well. And I think it's great. It was great being involved in both of those projects and knowing that a pretty overwhelming majority of the community in both of those wanted it. And I think that goes back to kind of responsive government. And I don't see why anybody would mind a vote. And I think it's, I guess it's disturbing to me that now the borough leadership or that Diana, now we're saying, oh, everybody can talk about phase two. You can talk about the uplands and, you know, where you want to plant trees or whatever. I think that's a distraction from the bigger issue, which is the price tag of the harbor. It's very expensive. And also the fact that we've been kind of, I feel that we haven't been told the truth on a lot of this. I've been attending a lot of the meetings, and I was actually reading the manager's budget, and the cover letter of the manager's budget in 2017 says, the boat harbor continues to struggle to raise enough money to pay its operating expenses. And he added $250,000 to help with the harbor this year out of different funds. And I've been at every harbor meeting, and I've been told by the harbor master that the harbor's making money. And so that was a big surprise to me. And we were also told that if we slowed it down in any way, we'd lose the bond. And that turned out not to be true. And so I think it's important to kind of get everybody in one room and hear what's going on, and also to hear what the people think about the harbor. And Ryan, as far as having a harbor for fishermen, I agree completely. My son-in-law is a fisherman. There's a gillnetter in our family. And what I'm concerned about is just that. If the harbor's an enterprise fund and it's not paying for itself now, how's it going to pay for itself when it gets bigger? And the floats, the new floats, don't show up till phase three. And that's a long way out, like millions of dollars out, that I don't think Haines has, and I certainly don't think the state of Alaska has.